Hey, fellow Freedom fans, are back. David Allen Carmichael with the Faith and Freedom Show. We're going to talk about this issue of the day with, from the constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. We're going to try to keep the passion out of it today. Can we do it? Can we be cerebral? I don't know. Can we be cerebral? Can you get some oxygen deep, breathe deeply, folks? Because what we're going to do here, and our number is 888-850-1872, I'm talking about Justice Sotomayor, that's what we're talking about, a nomination, a consideration. What should people consider with regard to Justice Sotomayor? Now, I will say, you know, I don't want you to, you know, you're going to already lose the argument if you can tell me that her ethnicity matters. The one thing that we have in common with Justice Sonia Sotomayor is that she's been created in the image of God. Now, some of you think she evolved from an amoeba. Okay, for those of you who think she is a depleted DNA from a wonderful singular amoeba, well, that's what we have in common with her then. And her ethnicity matters not. All right, that's the way it is. So that's a perspective, biblical basis, a constitutional basis, a basis of right versus wrong. Again, we got to have a reference. And so that's what we're going to do. We have a caller. Let's see if it's a friendly caller. Hey, thanks for calling Eagle 104.3 FM. What's your question or comment?
Love your analysis of this, David, because ethnicity has nothing to do with it. It has to be on the application of the law. Whether you're Hispanic, your origins are Italian, Irish, it doesn't matter. It has to be on the application of the Constitution. Just very quickly, in Honduras, the military did exactly what they should have done.
Stop! I'm sorry. Thanks for the call. Good statement. Yeah, we're having to push the button a lot today, aren't we, folks? Hey, that reminds me. You know what? Some of you just entered this Eagle 104.3 FM, and so you don't know what's going on with. How come he's just cutting these people off? It's just part of the entertainment. No, these guys, I don't know if they love me or not, but those are good comments. Okay, ethnicity. Okay, it doesn't matter. I'm going to give you know what that does? I've got to give a little comic relief here. The phone lines are closed. You get a comic relief. We're going to tell you a story. That's what we're going to, and it's going to be a dangerous story. Because it's going to get with ethnicity and cultural diversity and skin tone. The amount of melanin in skin may deceive you with regard to what somebody's character might be. I got a real story. Tell your friends to tune in now. The Eagle 104.3 FM or faithfreedoms.org. You can get it on audio stream or audio / video stream, faithfreedoms.org. Here we go. And I'm going to record this. I got it recording right now. We're going to put this on the website. I'm going to tell you a story. This is scary. I went down to, again, I you've heard that I had a ministry where I gave people free computer training. Now, I tried it out in my neighborhood. My neighborhood's kind of mixed, you know, depending on what side of the church building you live on in my neighborhood. You might have a different tendency to have more people of one color than another. Okay, so what I did is I mixed it up. I walked around the neighborhoods. I handed out flyers. I went to the laundromats. I went to stores. I went to the hardware store. I went to different places. I put up the sign, said free computer training. Call the following number, sign up. And I got, you know, three classes a day. I mean, it was pretty packed. I think I had 24 students, obviously broken up into students of 8 and in each class. And then so I was going through this group, and it was a pretty well-mixed group. You had people, different religion backgrounds, different cultural ethnicities, whatever you want to call it. I tried it out, and it was great. It was a hit. It was a lot of fun. So what I did is I wanted to take it to the street where it was needed most. So I go to this organization. I will not tell you what their name is. And this is on the east end of Newport News, Virginia. So the east end is sort of like South Los Angeles, if you've ever been there. I've been there, got friends in South Los Angeles. I visited South Los Angeles and was followed by 15 guys one time because of my ethnicity, apparent ethnicity. They didn't trust me, but it all worked out. So I want to do this in East End. So I take it to a man, and I'll just tell you that the staff of this organization, people would call black. They would call African-American, whatever you want to call them. Most people call them. I try just call them that they're human beings created in the image of God. But I go in there and I tell them, this is my vision. I go to the board of directors. I say, I want to come in there with this physical training. I got a spiritual message I want to give with it. It's going to be riding right along top of it. I want to be completely free. I want to come in and change people's lives for the better. And I'm bringing my own computers, my own curriculum, my own instructor, and I'm ready to go. Well, they had a vision to do this, but they were looking for government money. And the grants had not come in yet. So they say, well, let's let this crazy guy come on down here. But this guy says to me, this gentleman who some would call black or African-American or whatever, he says to me, what makes you think that you can minister in the black community? I was dumbfounded. What makes you think, Mr. Carmichael, you can minister in the black community? I'm sorry. I didn't know. Is there a membership required? I mean, is there monthly dues? Do you have to know somebody? I have friends. Okay, what? And I looked at him, my face just dropped. I mean, my face had fallen. Nefesh, nafal. Nafal, nefesh would be in Hebrew, right? Theo can back me up on that. So my face had fallen because I said, I was like, well, it was like, I said, well, what would make me not qualified to minister in the black community? I said, I grew up in East LA. I was a minority in my community. And if I go into the East End, I'll be a minority in that community. I said, I've had minority training. I've been a minority for a major part of my life. I said, so I think I can minister in whatever community that I happen to be a minority in. So this board of directors, they were dumbfounded now. So they sent me down there and I'm going down to into town and I'm handing out flyers. Now, I didn't know this, but the guy told his what you would call black or African-American, whatever label you want to put on this person that has more melanin than I do. And said to them, you're going to go with him. Don't go in alone. And I'm telling you, when I backtracked what happened, there was this this snobbery. Let's go ahead and admit it. I'm not going to tell you who they are. They're probably not listening. It was this snobbery involved that they didn't want somebody who was not a black person, considered black or African American, ministering in this community. And this is a leader in the community. They got leaders in the community, in their board of directors and things like that. And they had a few other people, you know, on the board of directors. But they didn't want me down there just doing it as if I was created in the image of God. They looked at me as a white guy. So I go down there and I start handing out flyers. It turned out that the person that was supposed to go with me, the staff member, couldn't make it that day. And I said, no problem. And they were worried for my safety, actually. They really were. It's a very violent, like a four square blocks area of East End, Newport News. And so I'm going down there and I'm like, hey, don't worry about me. I'm on a mission from God. Don't worry about it. You know, I've been faced interesting things all over the world and not died so far. So I said, so let me go in there. And the person that was staff didn't go with me. It turned out they got fired later when they found out that this person did not hold me off. Did not restrict my movements. When that person was found to not restrict my movements and allowed me to go in the black community myself, they were fired. How's that? That's interesting. But I didn't know that was going on. I go down in the black community. I start handing out my flyers. I start talking to people. I put them up especially in the laundromats because people that can't afford a washer and dryer, they got to go to the laundromat eventually. So I get out of my truck, old beat up truck with, I guess, about $2,000 worth of computer stuff in the back. And I get out of the truck and I pulled up to this corner and there was a gang of people that you would call African black or something like that. And they were from the age of about 18 to about 22. And there was about 15 of them. And there was a couple of girls there. Most of them were guys. They're lollygagging on the corner. One guy was sitting on the bike. And when he sees this non-black, non-African-American guy come up, it's a gang, okay? It's their spot. It's their corner. And so I'm walking just two buildings away, and this guy rides his bike up and stops in front of me, slams on his brake, and looks at me like, what are you doing here? And I just, hey there. I just walked around him and walked into my thing, you know, the laundromat, and I put up my note. Free computer training, blah, blah, blah. So I come back out, and I wonder, and I'm praying. I said, Lord, how am I going to deal with this guy? I got a love with this guy, and I think he wants to beat me up. But, you know, what do I do? How do I deal? So I'm praying about it, and he had gone back to these guys. And so I walked to my truck, and I was about to get in, and I looked at these guys, and a couple of them were giving me hard looks, and I start praying. I said, Lord, this is my target audience, isn't it? These guys got nothing better to do. They're going to buy and sell drugs. They may be killing each other next week. I don't know what they're going to be doing. They don't have anything better to do. They're my target audience. But I realize, you know, I got a wife and kids, and my wife is always telling me that I'm kind of like on the edge too much. you know, I got to be thinking about my kids a little bit. So I said, well, you know, I prayed and I said, Lord, if you've talked to me before, I've heard your voice. If I'm not supposed to go there, I won't. But if not, I'm going to go there. So I gave a chance for God to stop me. Okay. So I walk right up in the middle of this group and they're just flabbergasted. Look, I'm walking right up to them. And if you see me online, you can see me online, faithfreedoms.org. You can see why this guy made this comment, but that you're going to hear. I walk up into the middle of the crowd and I start handing out my flyers. Hey guys, I got this computer training. How many of you guys like to use computers? I mean, a lot of them hadn't been in school for a lot of years and they hadn't been using computers. A lot of them didn't know it about it. Yeah. And then I start talking and this guy in the back who was pretty muscular guy and he was the leader. I mean, it was very clear that he was, you know, the alpha male kind of thing. So he starts making, you know, he's using foul language, insulting words, and he says the word whitey. And it's kind of muffled, kind of in the local dialect. So I was only picking up some of the words because you hear my accent. I got the radio voice, and I can do like East LA, but that's it, okay? We get down the deep south. I have to have my wife translate sometimes. So I was just sitting there, and this guy kept going, da-da, and he was saying something bad about me. I say, whitey. And then I'd say something else. I'd go talk to somebody. No, really, this is for free. I want you guys to come to my class. And he'd make some comment and give them hard looks and then say some insult and follow it with whitey or precede it with whitey. And so I'm trying to ignore him and it's kind of hostile and they won't even look at me. They're turning their faces away from me. And so I'm getting kind of frustrated. And every time I start to engage a conversation with somebody, and they look up, he makes an insult and says the whitey thing. So I turn around and that was it. I was fed up. And I said to him, and I looked violent and I bowed up, you know, flexed the chest muscles and I flexed my fists and my forearms. I gave my typer forearms, man, big fat Popeye forearms. And I said to him, hey, who you call a whitey? And I'm telling you, everybody shut up. They were laughing at this point, right? Because he was mocking me and they were supposed to be mocking me. And he goes, you, I'm calling you whitey. And I said, I'm not white. And they said, what? You're white. I said, I'm not white. Stop calling me whitey. And I'm like, I'm looking like I'm going to kill. Now, these you say this is kind of insane. I'm surrounded by 15 people. Okay. And I said, I'm not white. And he said, you're whitey, you're this, you're that. And he started cussing at me. He said, you're whitey, you're white. I said, I'm not white. Stop calling me white. And he goes, everybody's shocked. And they said, man, you're not even a preacher, man. I said, I'm a preacher and I'm not white. He says, you're not a preacher, you're an undercover man. And because they can't figure out what I am. And so I said, I'm not white. Stop calling me white. He says, if you're not white, what are you? I said, I'm Scottish. And that was it. I won 15 people. They fell out. Guess who was alpha male? I suddenly became alpha male. And what it was is I had to find a way to reach these guys. I had to find a way to break the ice and to let them know, man, I really do love you. I'm here under a genuine opinion. I don't give a stink about your color. I don't give a stink about my color. This is about really God has a plan for your life and he sent me down here to do something for you, you knucklehead. Humble yourself and take a free gift, would ya? And so what happened is they all literally, it was like if they hadn't gone to the bathroom lately, they were in trouble because they were busting out laughing. I mean, side-splitting. Guys were actually holding their side, and they took old alpha male in the back and just started pushing him around and laughing at him. Every one of them came up and got a flyer. That is an anecdote just to give you a little bit of comic relief here. And a very heady discussion. Folks, quit deceiving yourself. All right? Rise above your color. Rise above your melanin. Rise above your neighborhood. Okay? Could you just do that? Could you just rise above your northern upbringing? Okay? And the fact that you're surrounded by people with a southern upbringing? Can we get over it? Get a little grip on yourself, folks. We've got a bigger mission, and we got to stop being so petty, don't we? With our petty passions, let's get back to things on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. I dare you. Can you do it? Can you exercise a little self-control? Can you love your neighbor as yourself? All right. That's it. This is going to be recorded. You can go to faithfreedoms.net eventually. I'm going to actually put this up there. And we'll be using this every now and then. I think it's a good story. It'll probably be replayed at midnight or something like that. We're going to come back. We're going to get back on the Sotomayor and her opinion and people's opinion about her opinion on the Second Amendment here at the Eagle 104.3 FM. And our number is 888-850-1872.